This podcast is brought to you by Lanco Group, your business partner for engineering solutions. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're listening to Evenings on FNR, Louise Taffer with Josh Parrish. And joining us now is the PFA's Deputy Chief Executive, Kate Gill. Kate, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Kate, the inaugural International Football Coaching Conference is on next weekend and you're a panellist at the conference. How excited are you to be part of it?
Yeah, look, extremely excited and actually quite privileged. I mean, given the company that I'm speaking alongside, they obviously need no introduction in that being Graham Arnold, Trevor Morgan and Joey Peters. So I think to be able to sit on a panel with those people and share the insights that we have into the industry, I think it's great and such a great initiative as well.
Kate, it's Josh here. Can you give us a bit of a preview as to what's on the agenda in the next week?
Yeah, so for us, I think our scope is to kind of have that focus on the national teams and be that across all levels through the youth and the senior team and just kind of talk about the insights that we share as the level of resourcing, the development, the pathways that are implemented, and then either kind of drumming that down a little bit further to the coaches and then how they are integrated into those pathways. And especially when I've got my female football hat on, it's how we see the players developing and what we need to do to get better and to improve that pathway for administrators, coaches and players.
So, Kate, sorry, with your role at the PFA, can you just give us a bit of background as to, you know, what it is you do on the day-to-day basis? I understand there's a lot of sort of development of programs for the professional development of, you know, players going into coaching from their careers on the field as well.
Yeah, so our main remit is the professional game. So we look after the cohort, which is obviously your Matildas, your Socceroos, your A-League players, your W-League players, and players that are applying their trade overseas in professional leagues. So day-to-day, we manage a lot of areas. It's quite diverse, so from the well-being side of players to adversarial and also contractual. So the scope is quite broad. And the most pleasing thing about working in that organisation is you're given the time to think. So you do have some clear air, and then we can really kind of deep dive into areas that we think are of interest. We just did a research piece not that long ago looking at the pathway of the golden generations of the Socceroos players and how they started and what drove them and created their aspirations and how they achieved their highs. So as I said, we get to kind of put our fingers in a lot of pies, which is great, but we take the time to research those pieces really thoroughly as well.
And Kate, how important do you think it is to hold annual events like this for the current coaching group coming through?
Yeah, look, I think it's fantastic because I think you can never not get enough information and you've always wanted to learn. And if you have industry leaders there that are there to offer those insights and create those lived experience for you, then you're always going to get something out of it. So as I said, it's a fantastic initiative. And for coaches, be that at the top of the tree or just starting or wanting to get their foot through the door, it's one of those places where you can go to learn and to talk to people that are embedded within the industry.
And Kate, what do you think are some of the issues at the moment with the coaching pathway in Australia? I mean, we hear a lot about how expensive the licence fees are and so forth.
Yeah, that's one aspect of it. And I mean, that's obviously a hard one to measure when The education piece itself and what sits within those modules, I think probably needs a bit of a revamp, especially, and I say this often, when you're looking at it from a female lens, a lot of the education isn't around how to manage female athletes and what that means. Like, there's differences physiologically, sociology, and we need to take that into consideration, but there's also the underpinning research behind that, which hasn't been done as well. So we're coming off a long run.
Yeah, absolutely. So is the PFA involved in any of that sort of, you know, female football research?
Yeah, look, it is something that we've talked about and we've talked about regularly. Mm. And we are looking to form a partnership with people who are interested in carrying out that research. We're a fairly small organisation, so we do have to try and look at the best avenues where we're going to be able to maximise the output and the results from that. And it's very much front of mind. It's just how we go about it and how we execute it.
And Kate, the one thing I love about the PFA is that they're always taking initiative to help players transition to life after football. I was only recently, it must have been about 2 or 3 years ago, invited by the PFA when I was in Canberra to do my C licence, but with all A-League players. So there was a whole host of us, including Richard Garcia, and the list went on. And that was such a great initiative because you had a whole group of players in the A-League who, you know, were taking a step forward to ensure that they had something to fall back on after they, you know, finished their playing career.
Yeah, and that's something that we can do, and we feel very privileged to be able to do that. And as you said, we do it in a way that it's going to be achievable for the players, because we know how much time that they don't have and when they can actually take on those kinds of activities. And it's usually when they're on break. So we've got to find a way that we can make it happen. And I think it's also quite healthy when you're doing it with your peers and you're in a friendly environment, and you have that comfort in knowing that if you make a mistake, it's fine, you just get on with it. But to be able to provide them that safe space, I think, is great.
Now, Kate, we couldn't let you go without talking about the Matildas. Obviously, topical at the moment with the Women's World Cup coming up. I mean, we saw some videos circulating online. I think it was Tegan Micah getting her call. What does it feel like to actually be selected for one of these tournaments?
Yeah, I think it's very individual to every player, but it's a moment you don't forget at all, and it's one that sticks with you for the rest of your life. So it's I say congratulations to those players that do get the opportunity to represent their country. It's something that you should be immensely proud of, and as you can see, how much it means to those players.
And Kate, what do you make of the final 23 that Ante Milicic has chosen?
Oh, look, I actually think it's really positive, and it's really pleasing. I think we've got cover from nearly every position within that squad. The only place we might be a bit vulnerable is obviously that left back space, which Steph Catley commands and makes her own. But if Steph is to be injured, it might take a little bit of reshuffling to work out what we do there. But the way he's chosen his squad and he's gone about it, he's been very forthright with the girls and saying that he wants players that have played match minutes, and he wants players that are going to be able to get through the games.
What about the 15-year-old Mary Fowler? Or is it she just turned 16?
16.
She's just 16, yeah. Now, but it's just still amazing that she's made this jump up, you know, quite so early. It's just great to see.
Yeah, it is. And if I was her, I would be the biggest sponge to be able to be in that environment, to learn from those players and to learn from the coaching staff who's around her, supporting her, is a fantastic opportunity. And this is the start of her career. So she should just be going there, taking it all in, learning as much as she can, because she's got a very, very bright future in front of her.
Well, Kate, before we let you go, give us a prediction then. How far are the Matildas going to go at this World Cup?
Look, I think a successful campaign for our players will be to get towards the semi-final.
Yeah.
So I think anything above that is just phenomenal, and the expectation on them is immense, because they have become the darlings, well, the national team and the darlings of Australia. So I think, yeah, semi-final for me would be a fantastic campaign.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR, and enjoy the International Football Coaching Conference, and we'll speak to you again sometime soon.
No, we will. Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was the PFA's Deputy Chief Executive, Kate Gill, joining us there ahead of the International Football Coaching Conference.